say what you want about Bryce Easton Ziggler, but there's only 60 people talking to him.
Who?
His best friend.
My friend. My backyard football shirtless friend.
3:40 here on Sports Radio 96.7, 1310 The Ticket. This is The Hard Line. Today is Tuesday. It is July the 20th. We have, if you count today, which I will, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, four more days before our luck runs out. One of the most glorious summers of all time turns into, well, summer, basically. As we get to triple digits, or very, very near trip dig.
The same day that you head out on a fancy jet plane.
Oh, I didn't know
that. To California.
I forgot about that.
Just so happy that so many good things happen for you.
Thank you. I don't have enough friends like you.
It is a run of seven straight 99ers.
God.
Right as your plane leaves.
Well,
good for you.
Does it dip back down the minute
the
we
second
land?
Your wheels hit the ground?
Oh, 85.
Hey, Gorby.
Weird.
Welcome home.
All right, so we got a big show today. Mark Cuban will join us at 5:15.
How about that?
We asked.
And he's going to field some tough ass questions from you two.
I'm pretty much going to take the whole team down with my tough
with
questions.
Can I use a pseudonym, like a fake name? And then ask some insane fireballs?
No, you can't use a pseudonym. What?
Call yourself Cal.
Joe Lecce here.
Cal here.
Cal.
Let me tell you something, Cuban.
You listen to me.
I'm coming after you. So on this very segment yesterday, I don't know how it got brought up, but somehow one of you guys asked me, do your kids know what a Playboy is?
Mm-hmm.
Or actually the youngest, the 15-year-old going on 16 definitely knows what the concept of a Playboy is.
Then we're talking about the magazine,
yes.
Right? Not the guy.
Yeah, not the guy. Me.
Okay.
Well, no, you got
a real Playboy.
It's part of it. It's
part, because Corby is—he's a Playboy guy.
Kind of a Playboy.
It's kind
guy.
Of who he is now.
But anyway, you asked me that question. Does my youngest, who is 11 or just turned 12, does he know what it is?
Because that's about the first time I discovered one.
Yeah, but they don't exist anymore in the version that we knew them as. You would wander into someone's house and. They were there.
Imagine how many Playboys are still bagged behind a tree right now, just decomposing slowly, sadly.
Was your dad a Playboy guy?
No. Well, my dad was a boat racer, and he had the boat shop with a bunch of dudes working in there who were very much Playboy guys. And let's say Playboy was a little mild for them.
Oh.
So whenever I would visit the shop, I would adjourn to the bathroom, and there was a stack of... Ty knows all the names, the cherry and wee and all the hardcore
Swank,
stuff.
Blacktail.
It was long before I knew what to do with these periodicals,
right,
but I was still
handsome.
Locked in there for a while.
That was Uncle Otis's private bedroom bathroom when I was a kid.
Wow.
Why has Danny been in the bathroom for 48 minutes?
Longest shower.
I did ask.
Okay.
I had the conversation last night with the young lad to ask if he knew what it was, so we'll reveal that at 5:35. Let me just say this. Because his older brother was there as well, and I told him to shut up. You can't answer this for him.
No hints.
Yeah, no hints. It's gold.
I cannot wait.
It is absolute gold at 5:35 after Mark Cuban. Cuban will be gold too, but then
he'll be fine.
Maybe he'll stick around and listen
maybe
to the Playboy thing with
maybe
us.
Maybe he will.
He might hang up on you guys after the first question.
Yeah, that's right. What's up with the Mavericks?
What I need for you to do happens.
And we'll just play the Playboy audio twice in that case.
Right. Okay, so you...
I got something.
Yeah, you found something fun.
So I was driving in to work today, and as always, I'm a P1, and I listen to The Ticket on 96.7 FM in
You're
my car.
Right,
it
you
is
do.
Preset one.
Damn it.
And I enjoy it thoroughly. And I especially enjoy The Hang Zone. And I was listening to The Hang Zone with Dan and Jake, and they were interviewing some baseball guy. I think his name was... Jude Law or
Keith Law.
Keith Law.
Noted baseball nerd Jude Law,
the great.
And it was a, you know, pretty standard interview, good questions. This guy was awesome. He knew a ton about farm systems and all this really interesting, you know, topic fodder. And I heard something that made my ears perk up.
Farm system.
And it was Jake asking a question. Now, that should not, you know, raise any eyebrows, but the thing about it that piqued my interest was this was a particularly long question, and it got me thinking, speaking of farm systems, we know the farm system, the Class 2A, you know, system that he grew up in, and that was producing Bob and Dan for, gosh, how many years? Six, seven, something like that?
Yeah, a long time.
So he learned from the master, if in fact you guys deem this as long question, okay? Now, this is Jake, and if you close your eyes and muffle your ears, it sounds like Bob Sturm in a Jake skin suit.
Do we have
this
a clock?
Clock's in at just a little.
I don't want to know.
Okay.
Let's just run it.
All right, here we go. Here's Jake, long question with Keith Law.
This is Keith Law. You can check out his work, among other places, at The Athletic, covering prospects and all things baseball. So we've always had a really good relationship with John Daniels here on the show, on the station, and the team was pretty good for a prolonged stretch of time. Obviously, the two World Series appearances, they're in the playoffs, what, 5 out of 7 years? But I think when I step back and look at what this organization has been basically since that Teixeira trade that Dan referenced, you being someone who looks at how all these front offices work and you're plugged in not just to maybe a local team, do you think of the Rangers as being bad at development? Because we just have this long list of guys that we were very excited about. Part of it was that they traded away a lot of prospects when they were chasing the World Series for established vets. So maybe it's a lower hit rate because they had less chances. But there are just a lot of names that we were really excited about, and very few of them ever panned out.
I think it's accurate to say they've underperformed.
I got it at a minute, over a minute, minute, 1 second.
I got it at a minute, too.
Okay. There's one off-ramp there that he missed. Yeah.
And it wasn't about even a question, which is great.
No.
It's just, here's a statement. What do you have?
Typically, by that point, they never are. Like the Bob Long questions, they always devolve into just a statement.
Here's some cool crap that I just said.
Right.
What do you got, dude?
The best one, Bob catches himself toward the end and doesn't know how to turn it into a question.
Right.
So I guess that was sort of what I was thinking. Your thoughts.
Yeah.
You know?
That's hard to do.
It's pretty good, man.
I know, and I've been caught in the vortex, too. And
you don't know where you're going.
No.
It's so bad.
You don't know what you're doing, or in the middle of it, you kind of forget where you've been.
You accidentally take the wrong exit.
Right.
And you have to stay on the service road for a bit, and then you get back on the highway again, and it's like you start veering into oncoming traffic. Oh, my God.
The worst is, though, when you're in the middle of it, and then you're in your own head, you know you're doing it. Like, how do I get back?
Just get to a question.
Or get out of this. Do you like blue?
Is blue your favorite color, too? Because it's mine.
That's where I was going with this, sir. It's hard.
Impressive, though.
It's very, very difficult. I mean,
I'm just saying.
Oh, yeah.
He's a young player in this league.
Yeah.
But it's something to keep an eye open for and to keep your ears open for, because if that is the base, I mean, there's no ceiling for this guy.
Mm-hmm. No.
Big time prospect.
Huge.
Top 100.
A minute. That's a long.
What's Bob's record? Do we have a, we don't know.
Minute.
Man, the longest one, the longest clip I'm seeing in here.
For Bob?
We have a clip that's a minute and 37 seconds to Dave Raymond.
Let's see if I can find Bob Long question in here. Minute 37?
Yeah.
Holy.
You want to check it out?
Yeah, sure.
This is Dave Raymond with us. So I don't want to get too hokey here, but I do have a baseball man on our phones. And so I thought we could at least broach this one topic, because if anybody, first of all, gets a little bit sensitive about the symmetry of our record books and our statistics, it is baseball people, right? I mean, more than a truncated season or a canceled season is a very upsetting notion for baseball people, because it sort of messes with our sense of history. That got me thinking about World War II and even the Kennesaw Mountain Landis Franklin Roosevelt letter, the famous conversation about should we be playing and during a national catastrophe or that's not
II.
The right word, but a certainly a world war is right up there with just about anything that could derail the importance of sports in our life. And yet at the time, there was a feeling like the country needs an escape and that sort of thing. And I know it's not like for like in any way, shape, or form because it's a virus, but I did get thinking about that, and I don't even know what my general point or question is on that, except has that crossed your mind at all that Baseball played through a world war, for better or for worse, and there might be something to that in terms of even what we do here every day, in terms of just getting everyone's mind but somewhere else during a serious matter, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I think
the best is
that's number one.
The best is
so good.
He ends with, I don't know.
I don't know.
I just spoke for a minute and a half, over a minute and a half, and I don't know.
They threw in a Kennesaw Mountain Landis.
David just put the phone down, was making dinner. Just,
yeah, I'll be back.
Yeah, back.
I don't know. That is genius.
He cooked some rice.
Yes, right.
You know?
Ding.
Takes like 20 minutes.
All right. Speaking of Bob, he will be on with us as well because Bob will be driving to the Deer District with the other 65,000 that are going to be out there along with the 20,000 in the arena. Bob will be one of those in the arena. He'll join us in about 25 minutes.
I love it.
Let's get geared up for that next.